T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When did you send or receive the wrong text, the wrong email, a message sent to the wrong person? Because we know how that works. You can't take it back. Producer Dave just told us the funniest story about sending the wrong message to the wrong person.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. And yeah, you leave it to Producer Dave to have this issue.
Well, this is the most Dave Stein move ever, exactly, to be honest, because he gets so worked up so quickly. And you,
what are you doing?
This happened a while ago. This was your old landlord.
Yeah,
what did you do?
My old landlord. And you talk about like fear freezing you. This is exactly what happened to me. So when I was living back in Shorewood a few years ago, I was only allowed to have one cat legally in my house. But I had Will Smith, my old cat, and Phineas, who I still have now. This is all before Dale.
Oh, so you had two.
I had two cats.
Uh-oh.
And you're only supposed to have one.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, cats are quiet. They're easy. No one's going to notice. They're not going to do anything wrong.
No one smells a cat when you have a cat.
No. Yeah. Is that a litter box?
All cat owners say that, but let me tell you, you can smell if you have a cat.
Anyways,
yes,
that's another topic.
It's a whole other story. So my landlord never really came over much, was pretty unresponsive to a lot of the things that I was needing during my time living there.
But the landlord was alive. You just say unresponsive. I thought he was dead.
Right, he was there, but he wasn't there. Right?
Okay,
it's from the cat smell.
One weekend, he asked about the cats that were at my house because he actually came over to do something. I was like, oh, it's just my mom's cat. It's just here for the weekend. She's out of town. I need to watch.
Wink, wink.
I need to watch the second one. So he left, and Hannah, my girlfriend, wasn't home. So I texted Hannah, and I said, hey, he just left. I told him that Will was my mom's cat and that she's out of town. He believed me. He's pretty stupid. He hasn't fixed the stairs yet. I don't know why. I'm getting really frustrated with him. And I'm like going through all this stuff. And Hannah didn't respond to me for like an hour. And I was thinking like, what? Why is she not responding to me? And I look at my text, and lo and behold, that text, I said, hey, I told her it was my mom's cat. He's an idiot. He still doesn't fix the stairs. Was to my landlord. And I literally...
Oh, no!
I dropped my phone on the couch, and I was like, oh, my God. And I texted Hannah. I said, I think I may have just got us evicted. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I just texted our landlord that he's an idiot and that Will was, I lied to him about Will.
So you had his thread open and started typing away.
In my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just going to text Hannah. And I opened my phone and started texting immediately. But for some reason, his name was up on my phone. And he responded the next day with just an okay text. And then we had a face-to-face talk. And I was like, yeah, it's my cat. Sorry, you caught me. But can you fix my stairs? And like I started talking about all the things he hadn't fixed in my house yet.
Deflect.
Right, and ultimately, he let me keep the cat.
Well, because
it was only a few more months.
And maybe it's because he felt bad he wasn't fixing things.
Probably.
But that's almost like sending...
I'm kind of sweating like thinking about it right now.
That's almost...
it sounds like it.
Equal to sending a message to your boss.
Yes.
That you're not supposed to...
Right.
Like someone sort of somewhat of authority, I guess. Someone that you need things from. That
you know what? Or your kid, which I did the other night. Because I had a thread open with my wife, Jess, who I never see because we're so busy. Kids have softball in high school. And I wound up texting, ooh, can't wait to give you snuggly kisses tonight.
Oh,
and it
bad.
Was, it's bad enough when you have a 15-year-old daughter that goes, ew, Dad. And I went, sorry, that was for your mom.
That could be much worse.
Exactly, yeah. I was going to say. And Jess, my wife, said, thank God you didn't send the other text to her that you sent to me earlier. That happened just Monday night.
Okay, so who listening has a great story? Maybe you were the recipient of a message that you weren't supposed to receive. 414-799-1099. When did you text or email the wrong person?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.